This is a little special on Darwin Núñez. I'm Josh Sexton for the Anfield Wrap. We're going to be looking into more about the player. First of all, we're joined by Jamie Farr, who is a Portuguese football expert. So we should be perfectly placed to be able to tell us about more about Darwin Núñez and his potential move to Liverpool. So Jamie, I guess from a Liverpool supporter perspective, we'll know a little bit about Núñez from the games that we played against Benfica earlier this season. But can you just tell us a little bit more about the sort of style of player that he is?
Yeah, he's... I'd say he's quite a unique kind of player from what I've seen of him in the sense of he's quite unpredictable in the sense of his sort of movement off the ball, but I would say in quite a positive way. He's quite sort of quite difficult to track and he's quite a stocky guy as well, so he's sort of quite strong in the air and on the ball and certainly this season he's shown himself to be a much a better finisher than maybe he showed in the sort of first year or so with Benfica. He definitely improved a lot in that department, as is and his numbers back that up too. So he's got a little bit of everything really.
He seems sort of more in the mould of a traditional number nine, I suppose you would say. I guess that's something that Liverpool haven't gone to before. Is that backed up by the way he plays? Is there sort of more to his game than just, a sort of traditional number nine, if you want to call it that?
Yeah, I think he fits that bill. He has occasionally been used on the wing this season even, and I think previously when he was in Spain, but I think his game and his attributes are definitely suited to a central striker. And yeah, as you say, I think Liverpool seem to have gone down that sort of non-conventional route with Firmino and Jota and people like that. So I think certainly compared to those two guys, I think he's definitely more of an archetypal central striker like that, and seemingly that seems to be part of his appeal for Liverpool.